Howdy, folks. Welcome to Notcast, episode 307. Oh, Furry Fiesta 2029. It was the 20th anniversary of Furry Fiesta this weekend, and we're very lucky that God Emperor Trump took us out of our cages and allowed us to get out our furriness. We got to see Zootopia 14 for the third time, and I have to say that the genetic diversity introduced with the predator-prey interbreeding, I mean, we're almost to furry levels of hybridization.
Yeah.
The first few rounds of horrific fox bunnies just...
Just all that screaming, why do I live?
Yeah, constant screaming and the hopping around. They have like one bunny leg and one fox leg, so they just kind of hop in circles.
Have you seen, I think it's called Jedi Party?
No.
Oh, fuck. We have to watch it. I was introduced to it by Kyle this week. And someone's basically redubbed. It's only like 15 minutes long, but they've taken portions of episode one and redubbed it. And like the part that was reminding me is like remember C-3PO in episode one where he's not quite finished yet? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, why would you build me without skin? Every step is a new nightmare.
Why did you even give me pain sensor?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's the one where they actually leave Jake Lloyd's dialogue alone. And he in this scene, he asks Qui-Gon, what are midichlorians? And Qui-Gon goes, it's heroin. Come on, boy. That's it.
Oh, nice. So we survived Fiesta.
We did, yes.
I existed within the video pit.
Mm-hmm. But you got to escape a little bit.
I did. Had plenty of help. Silver Eagle and a couple of dudes. Blitzkrieg Wolf and another guy whose name I'm forgetting off the top of my head. I had helpers to watch stuff. Everybody played nice. We had a small Smash tournament for charity that raised a couple hundred bucks for
That's pretty care. Awesome.
Yeah, and then next year, like, it was big enough deal. The charity's like, we should give you budget so that you can get a couple Wii U's and TVs, and we're going to run this as a big thing next year. And I'm like,
yep.
Yay.
Wii U!
Because, like, we had, like, 24 participants, but after a certain point, they, like, cut off the
air.
Injuries. They cut off the air and all suffocated because they wouldn't turn on the machine. Give these 30s air. So... It went real well, and they
care. You have what you want. Give these furries air. like Big Cat Derek is actually like holding parts of the con hostage for well, like more like, money.
They put it on the schedule for 90 minutes. I'm like, oh, you're not gonna like make us get out after 90 minutes. I'm like, why the hell would I do that? You have it until you're done. Mm-hmm. The room closes at 5. If it goes after that, well, you'll be in trouble. But it's not going to go that long.
Yeah.
That was basically what I told him. I was like, oh, okay. So it went well, and I think, like, one person rage quit out, but...
What, did they, like, actually throw the controller?
No, thankfully not, because they're not our machines.
Yeah.
Not even my machines. Like, dude brought them. Mm-hmm. So everybody played nice,
thankfully. Threw the controller! Ah!
Like... Why did you pick Bayonetta? Why aren't you Cloud? You know. Or it's like, you grabbed the Smash Ball and sent me off the stage.
And he wanted the real Xbox experience and was just yelling faggot over and over.
Like, I have to be...
She's like, that's the con chair, dude. You can't get faggot. All right, get the fuck out.
Yeah, thankfully not. My modded PS2 and a guy brought a modded Xbox, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because the original Xboxes are basically Pentium 3 computers,
mm-hmm.
That they have some special bullshit to them, but it can still run like emulators and stuff. That if they run on a 733 megahertz Pentium 3 from like 2003, I think if it'll run on that, like really 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 old versions of emulators.
Mm-hmm.
It'll run.
Christ, do you have to, like, pull a cord like a fucking gas lawnmower when you're starting it?
Yeah, the startup is just...
Okay. Just like the way you're not supposed to pull anal beats out.
That's right. You know, you do not try to rip start anal beads.
Was a rip roaring good time?
Who needs an anus anyway? They're just superfluous.
It's just full of shit.
Yeah.
Rectum? Oh, not anymore.
Rectum damn near killed him.
I'm sorry that we went from charity to anus so quickly. I mean, I could see anus is raising a lot of money for charity.
Yeah. If, you know, charity is their name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you should bleach your anus for charity. You know, like live on stage. Because, like, shaving people's heads is just so fucking passe. And throwing pies. Like,
no, we're going to fucking pour bleach on your asshole. That's.
I don't think they just pour bleach on your asshole.
I'm pretty sure they don't, but I no. Pies, nah. Shaving, nah. We're going to put people in a fursuit and shave the fursuit. Yeah.
It's just a fucking, like, lycra suit or whatever underneath. And they're like.
It's just like a walking carpet.
Well, fucking foam faces.
Oh god, I saw this one tweet. It was a guy wearing a cheese hat. He was like, check out this baller circle fursuit head. This is the fucking cheese wedge.
Oh, that's right. They are kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's
high faces.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't do much beyond make sure that my room didn't catch fire, and everybody played nice, and all the machines survived. You sold books with your loyal army of assistants.
My army of like, one and a half.
Yeah.
like Kyle was back there, but he was primarily there to, like sell, like, sign books and stuff.
Yeah.
But he actually did help out a lot, because we were really shorthanded. And by shorthanded, I mean my other assistant was a corgi.
Short everything.
Zia and me and Kyle, because Tyrion got sick.
Yeah, right before the con.
Like, I was sick the weekend before Fiesta, and I actually had to call in sick Monday and Tuesday before the con. And then he got sick right after me, because he must have caught it from me. So, like, he missed the first 2 days of the convention.
Yeah.
And that's really not cool. You know, it was, like, driving him nuts knowing that, like, all his friends were there, like, 10 minutes away, all having fun together. And
he's home miserable.
Yeah. He had, like, no energy at all, you know. And I told him just to get lots of rest and lots of fluids, and he probably slept for like 10 hours a day.
Well, yeah, I mean, plus if he showed up all sick, he'd be the Typhoid Mary.
Right, yeah.
We don't need that.
And no one else has come down with anything so far. So,
yeah, thankfully, look, pretty much everybody survived the con with no crud, and, you know, people I talked to all had a good time, and we had good photos from in the Dallas Observer.
Yeah. So we seem to have a good reputation locally.
There was lots of normies that came through, and just they'd walk through the lobby and just gawk. And they'd get photos with the fursuiters. They were there having fun.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I read one article that said, like, the adults were initially a little bit dubious, but when they saw how, this was about the Syrian refugees. The adults were initially a little concerned, but when they saw how happy the kids were interacting with the fursuits, then they felt safe, you know. And
like, oh, okay.
But this was, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show.
That was like last week or whatever.
Vancouver. FurryCon up in Vancouver, Canada happened, and the hotel was sharing space with some Syrian refugees that recently have been welcomed to Canada. And, you know, I saw a couple of shitty comments from non-furries saying, I hope this ends in violence, you know, because they hate both Syrians and furries, I guess, you know. So racist fuckwits. But the vast majority of comments I saw on it thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
There's always going to be fuckheads that try to, you know, drag it something weird down.
They were the minority in this case.
With a cactus.
You know? And I'm really glad that, like, Canada has been so well. Like, Canada is, like, everything the United States isn't right now, you know? We got assholes like Trump doing the ban all Muslims and build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. And
ban the furries, ship them off to Furlandia.
And
ship them off to Zootopia.
And meanwhile, Canada has Prime Minister Hot Ass
marching in pride parades. And
marching
shit.
In pride parades, wearing a pink shirt for Anti-Bullying Day, and welcoming refugees from war-torn nations with open arms, and being like, "This is what Canada is all about, eh?" With his flappy head, and I'm just like, "Oh my God, why can't Canada just adopt us?"
Well, see, you know, we were at Pizzarella that one night, and we lost this all-star basketball game to Canada. I mean, that gives them right to annex us. I mean, why don't they?
Come That's on. True, yeah.
You know, I don't want Canada having to build a solid wall on their southern border, you know?
There's that one video that's out there already of, you know, the Canadian who's building a wall. He's talking about how awesome Canada is, and then it pans back, and he's fucking building a wall on the border. And I'm like, you know, I can't blame him. Because really, I wouldn't want us moving into our country. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, Buzz.
No, it doesn't. I do actually want to visit Canada, though. I've never been. And I know a lot of people up there. I have a lot of friends up there. I'd like to maybe go to a Canadian con. It wouldn't probably be economical to deal, given the distance. But I'd kind of like to see it and be like, show us your maple fields, you know?
The strategic maple syrup reserve.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you grow the syrup? That's how it works, right?
Actually, yeah.
It grows into little vials that they pluck.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Aunt Jemima bottles are actually fruit. Yeah, the plastic is the natural shape.
Yeah, it just forms into the shape of Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, and then, you know, when it's ready, it's ripe, it's completely full and drops off.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They have it in the same field as, like, the Uncle Ben rice mm-hmm. stocks. Yeah.
Totally. Little boxes.
Just pluck the boxes off of, like, a bush. Yeah.
Like spaghetti trees.
I may have an uninformed view of how food is made.
It's just made, right? It just comes off a conveyor belt.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Don't think about it too hard.
There's this, like, it just reminded me of a Doctor Who audio where, like, the woman's really, like, there's no trees around, and this woman is just, like, everyone is very, just not, they don't really think. Like, what goes on in their world, and the doctor something like, well, you know paper comes from trees, right? And she's like, no, paper comes from the paper drawer. Like, you just open a drawer, and there's paper there, and it's always automatically replenished for them, and it never goes away.
Huh.
Yeah, but you just had no concept.
The paper's made of people!
Silent paper is people.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's we saw Zootopia in the interim because we had Zootopia
them here. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we like Zootopia, in case you didn't fucking guess.
Oh right, yeah. I mean, so if you haven't looked at my Twitter account recently.
Or my Twitter account.
It looked it like that I retweet every fucking piece of Zootopia fan art that I come across.
That, like, I post comics that get hundreds of fucking retweets. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
God damn. I made this fucking just joke-ass post, right? It's a two-panel comic where it's Judy Hopps like, Kyle, Zootopia's a great where everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
And then there's the Border Patrol, like, and a duck trying to say, I have a passport and everything. Read the sign, egg layer.
Yeah.
It's like, no avians allowed. It's just like... Then it got retweeted because there's people, like, furries that are mad that there are not avians or scalies in the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Oh my God!
Well, they'll go to war with the Scaly Nation in Zootopia too.
Yeah,
you know, and Nick and Judy will be like drafted or something, and they'll meet a fox who's voiced like by Charlie Sheen, and, you know, like in Platoon.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah.
It'll be like fucking aliens. The snakes are in the vents. They're in the vents.
Then they'll have like a grizzled old rat character. Voiced by Morgan Freeman, talking about Nick Wilde had to crawl through a river of shit. Wait, no, that won't work.
Zootopia 2. Zootopia harder. I was like, it's like, what's this Zootopia 2 electric Scootaloo? You know this.
But like, yeah, we really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I'm just like,
you know, I liked it, but I've also not seen it three times like some people have.
I've seen it twice now. I ordered the Disney Infinity figures just because the figures are really nicely made.
They're really cute.
Yeah, and like I don't plan on playing the game or anything. They're just apparently they arrived today. I haven't been home yet, but yeah. I got an email from Amazon.
They still have a couple of them at the Target up the street. I've been tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But
I got to see one of the Nick ones a few days ago, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's a really nice sculpt.
I need to do basically an audit on my shelf, my nerd junk shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, put some away and dust it and clean it off for it. Just like, I'm going to buy some more shit.
You need to get rid of all this pony crap and fill it with fucking foxes and fennecs and bunnies.
And anime figurines.
Yeah. Animu.
Yep.
Speaking of which, how awesome is Fennec's Van art?
Oh, yeah. The Aztec fox, or Aztec wolf warrior and the fennec in his arms.
That's hot.
I've been by the store because they have a toy for his van, but I can't find it. I've never seen it in a store.
Yeah, I'm wondering if maybe it's an upcoming thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's like, you know, it's just a little toy because they have the car. They have a cop car. They have a regular unmarked blue van, which is basically like when they nab the Jaguar or Panther.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, the Panther from...
Mr. Munches.
Mr. Munches from his house...
Who has a Twitter account, by the way.
Of course.
The tweet that got retweeted around was, the boss says I have to start letting otters back in my car.
Oh, I don't know. At least he didn't lose his
eye. We shouldn't spoil it too much, but...
Well, I mean, if you saw the trailers...
Yeah.
With, you know...
Mrs. Otterton is so cute.
Yeah.
She has fish on her sweater.
It's doing really, really well. It's got a 99% fucking Rotten Tomatoes. A couple of dipshits, like, gave it bad reviews, but more reviews came in that counteracted their
bad reviews.
Pissing on the Cheerios.
Like, so I had, like, Kyle and Zia stayed with me a few days after the con. And, you know, we all chatted and stuff and about a variety of topics, but, like, so much of our time was spent gushing over how awesome Zootopia was. And it was always about different aspects of the movie. Like, oh, yeah, that part. Oh, my God, that was so good. You know, just...
Like, and you have the art book. I got to flip through that on Tuesday, and that was just like, oh, it's such a good-looking book.
Yeah.
Nice paper and all this art that's, like, that isn't in the movie. Like, it has all this concept stuff that never got used because they basically took the movie... scrapped it and remade it.
Yeah, like a year before it was released, they were like, we've got the wrong main character and we need to rewrite everything. And then they got rid of a lot of the other concepts and stuff.
I saw a Tumblr post where basically it was like someone had spitballed what the movie's plot was gonna be by going through the various fan art, or not the fan art, but the
concept art. Yeah.
And like what they've kind of figured, because the way it was presented in the book.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they had the original map of Zootopia that lists wild times. And then, like, they kind of, like, worked out what the story could have been. And I was just like, man, that would have been pretty cool, too. But I really like the movie we got.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. There's so much more that they can... Because it also, like, it lists on the original map the Outback area.
Yeah.
Has the
which is covered in one of the storybooks. It's in the Stinky Cheese Caper, apparently.
That they were the wallabies and koalas and other critters, platypus.
Yeah.
They allow monotremes, but none of them goddamn avians.
That's right, yeah. Because, you know, unlike the Outback area, avians don't have the right koalifications.
Oh my God, Fuzz. So, yeah, Zootopia, it's great.
So, as a lover of terrible animal puns, I really enjoyed Zootopia. Yes.
And, like, all the various things that are in the background, the Trader Doe's, Hoof Locker, stuff like that. Like, again, I think the Blu-ray pre-orders went up. I need to do that.
Oh, yeah, actually. We were out at dinner or something somewhere. I can't remember. And, like,
someone tweeted, oh, shit, Zootopia DVDs or Blu-rays are up.
Right. And I immediately just pre-ordered it on my phone. And I happened to mention, hey, I think it was Kyle was like, oh, really? He immediately opened up his phone, and I was like, yeah, I retweeted the link. And it's like, okay, cool.
Like, all right, well.
So at least two of us have already fucking ordered a Zootopia Blu-ray. And it's just like, yeah, we'll ship it to you when it becomes available.
See, I should have ordered the fucking art book because it's now super out of print or like super out of stock.
Or you should have just been like, fuzz, I really want one of those.
But if I'd ordered on Amazon, it would be like $23.
Yeah, but do you want it now or do you want it in a month?
Well, you don't have any more copies.
I don't have any more copies, no. I'll sell you my copy, but for like twice the price.
Fuck you.
So I had the brainstorm influenced by a friend that I should order some fucking Zootopia books to sell to the furries because they might be interested in such a thing. So I ordered two boxes of the Zootopia art books, which is 24 art books, and they sell for $40 each. And we sold out of them in 3 hours on Friday of the con. And the first box sold out in an hour.
Oh, yeah. Like, people got there, you know, because you always have people that are coming to your table. You've got the three tables right by the door, pretty much. You know, you walk in the door and you see, what, Club Stripes, I think it was?
Yeah, when you walk straight ahead, you see Club Stripes.
And they're Japanese
artists. The Jinshi. And, they didn't really have any Japanese. It's Radio that brings in the Japanese artists, and they usually go to FC. No, they had Gunmouth and Gideon. And
but they did have some Japanese stuff.
Diana Sprinkle. Yeah, they had some doujinshis there. Yeah.
But then, like, you're right there to the right. It's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So
I get your books on.
And people see our banner, and, you know, that's nice. And the posters. But, like, yeah, those books went really well. I still got some of these smaller books in stock, like the official guide, which is that white-covered hardcover, mm-hmm. And the handbook Guide to the City and the Stinky Cheesecaper. Yeah. So I need to add those to the website. I just haven't had time. But, God, we also had the launch of Black Angel, the third part of the Dangerous Spirits series by Kyle, which I really enjoyed this one because Meg was the main character and I was really dug her character. And I had to... It's okay. I haven't read Beyond Isolation Play in the Devin Lee series. I'm just, there's so many books, you know.
The Intergalactic War in Part 5 is just really surprising.
Yeah, yeah. Like the crossover with John Scalzi's Old Man's War universe, where they get put into new young fit bodies and told to fight the alien hordes.
And they're actually bunnies in this one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're alien hordes and they reproduce really, really quickly. They are very good at multiplying.
That's true. Yes.
I love that line from Zootopia.
Yeah, but we are good at multiplying, yeah.
And just Nick's face.
It's a hustle, sweetheart.
Just.
Yeah. Oh, God. And, like, yeah, it was like if he didn't have fur, like, you feel like you'd see the color drain from his face, you know, but they do so much with the expression. It's like, ah, this Zootopia is so good.
Unrelated bullshit's getting pulled back to Zootopia. Like, just like in Zootopia. It's like, how would you handle it in Zootopia, though? Interspecies is forbidden, but gay's okay.
We're making our own fanon here. I don't know. What do you think, Nick and Judy? An item?
The fan artists certainly believe it to be the case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the Koreans, you're like drawing them in wedding attire.
Like, not even fucking, not even dating.
No.
Go right to the fucking wedding.
Wedding attire. Her in a big old poofy dress, him in a suit, sometimes her in a suit. And, you know, it's just silly stuff like that. But it's, yeah. I've been retweeting a lot of it, and it's just Korean artists that they love drawing characters in wedding attire. I don't fucking know.
Everyone has their thing.
Yeah, it just incidentally happens to be like lots of Korean artists. But then like a couple things I posted are like from China and stuff. So, I mean, you've got people all over the planet drawing fan art.
There was one I saw where Nick is dressed like a Japanese salaryman, you know, black pants, white shirt, tie, and Judy is wearing like a schoolgirl uniform, and she's like kind of scolding him. She's got her finger up, and I felt so guilty because I was just like, man, I would just pound the fuck out of her in that outfit. It's like, yeah.
You want to fuck the bunny.
I do want to fuck the bunny, yeah. Oddly, not that interested in Nick, but...
the bunny.
I really like Judy, you know, and I really like Judy's personality. Mm-hmm. Like all the characters are cool, and they're cute, and they're fluffy, and everything like that, but, like, I really like her, like, I love her story arc. It's just so well written, and how, like, the original story was Nick was going to be the main character, and it was going to start off with him, and he was going to be really cynical and really hated Zootopia, and all of his dreams had been crushed, and they realized you want to start the movie with the character that's, like, already beaten down and hates the location, or do you want to start it with the optimistic character that is like going into her dreams, thinking their dreams are coming true and everything, and then finding out that, oh, it's like the message of the movie. It's life is messy. It's not, it's
complicated.
It's complicated. It's not that simple. But it, you know, that realization, you know, she hits that adversity and it doesn't beat her down, you know. Like, she has a little crisis of faith, and then she finds a way. And,
she's like, oh, I get handed meter maid duty. They're not taking me seriously. Well, guess what? I'm going to be the best fucking meter maid the city's ever seen.
Yeah, like, she's just so, I hate to say the word bouncy because she's a bunny, but she's a very bouncy, optimistic character.
And I got to say, you know, like, naming the character Judy Hopps, I mean, it's like naming a human Christopher Walken.
Nice. And I love at the end, like, the scene where everybody's dancing and stuff like that, and Judy is bouncing up and down back and forth with this really happy look on her face, and Nick's just standing there, and she kind of nudges him. Like, then right, Nick starts doing the white guy
white guy dance.
Yeah. Like, everyone, I had, like, three people describe that as, like, Nick's doing his white guy dance.
Oh, it's totally a white guy dance.
But I don't know. I really loved the movie. It was, from a story perspective, it was so brilliant. And we shouldn't spoil too much of it.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we haven't done any big reveal or anything. We've just talked about how much we've enjoyed the characters and the general arc. But we could talk more in a couple weeks, maybe, yeah, about some of the other stuff, because it actually hasn't premiered in the UK yet.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm kind of trying to keep to a spoiler moratorium. I mean, yes, I'm retweeting a lot of fan art and stuff like that, but...
yeah, accidentally spoiled a bit for someone with a comic I showed them.
Oh.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Because it's weird. I don't know if this is normal for animated things, but, like, it came out in Europe, and then, like... 2 or 3 weeks later, it came out in the States, and then...
it still hasn't come out in the UK.
And it still hasn't come... why did it come out in Europe, but not in the UK? That's odd. I don't know. Fuck you, Limeys, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Because, yeah, it came out in Europe, and then it went out in, like, Japan and China, then the U.S.
I wonder if Australia and New Zealand have gotten it yet.
And, like, South America got it.
Yeah.
South America is a jaguar.
Oh, I yeah.
The snow leopard.
That's, we need to actually.
The region locked for Sonas.
Mention that. Yeah, the region locked for Sonas. Well, the snow leopard is the same for each one.
They have it's the one across from her.
Right. And we got the moose. Canada got the moose.
Japan got the tanuki.
Yeah. And, and Australia and New Zealand got the koala.
China got a panda bear.
Mm hmm. No, what, I thought Japan got a panda bear, too. Nobody got a tanuki.
No, they got a tanuki.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought there was only the four of them. There's the moose, the jaguar, the koala, and the panda.
But there's a tanuki. And the tanuki's actually in the promotional poster.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just looking at his phone. He's about waiting to cross the street, but he's there.
Mm, okay.
And he's the person for there. I kind of want to see the Japanese dub of Zootopia.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, see how Judy sounds.
Oh, God. Probably kawaii as fuck.
Kawaii as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, on the main poster, the one where they're all, there's like a big group of animals standing at the crosswalk and Nick is looking at his phone. If you zoom in the background on the street, there is a tiny cop car with a mouse cop pulling someone over and giving them a ticket.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, we had this like higher resolution version of the poster or something, and
like you need to get like a theatrical poster of it and just,
you know, yeah, and it was like extreme zoom in, and it's like it's on the edge of the street, like behind them. It's like, and that's just one of the other things I love about the movie is the level of detail. Mm-hmm. You know, is something that you can't really see easily, you know, but it's there.
Or it's like, you know, you see the GIFs and, like, that one point where she stands up and perks and looks around on the chair and her, like, her toes wiggle.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's just little incidental animations.
Like, and I love the animation of her, like, kind of rocking her head and driving her little car. And, of course, someone's set it to, like, what is love and,
yeah. Yeah, they've synced it to pretty much anything. Yeah.
By the way, if you use Spotify, follow the Zootopia account, they have a bunch of different playlists, and they have Nick's playlist, Judy's playlist,
Flash's
playlist, the assistant mayor's playlist, Yax's playlist, which is all like hippie 70s songs and stuff like that. Judy's is very upbeat, as you would imagine.
Also, I saw somebody retweeted something that's like somebody got a license plate. FSTNML.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, here you double furry you.
Yeah,
it's great. So we should get to emails because we're half an hour in already.
But I just want to talk about
Zootopia. We're talking about Zootopia. Goddamn it! We can just be like, all right, next week's episode, we're just gonna talk about Zootopia for 2 hours. Write into the show, notcast@foxnuffers.com, notcast.tumblr.com. Send us anonymous questions. Tell us you want to come inside the bunny or not.
Is it bad that I want to come inside the bunny?
No.
I just like her so much, and she's cute. Totally needs to get with a wolf.
Nah. God, did I show you that? I showed you that fucking GIF, right? It says Judy and Nick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Think about it too hard.
Fat knot. Anyway.
So, we're just going to go down here to this first one. It's a short one. Best/worst question from Luke.
Hmm. Greeting. Wait, we already answered that
we
one.
We did?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yep.
The horrifyingly realistic dog cock red?
I remember reading that one.
Oh, darn it. Okay,
well. Because look how old it is.
It says, yeah, it's from the 27th of February, but.
Yeah, okay. We've had a show.
Anyways,
since
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I mentioned the, don't you think they look tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so how about that one? Until Rainforest Returns, dear Notcast and Denizens, I hereby declare myself the saltiest peanut. Sincerely, Shiru, the saltiest peanut, sent from his salt device. That's a bit of a non sequitur.
Yep.
But thank you to, thanks for sharing it with us, Mr. Your Peanut Sona. Mr. Peanut. So, Fuzz.
Okay. Do I need to read serious emails, or can I read silly Tumblr stuff?
Feel free to read silly Tumblr stuff. I mean, I can hit this next one after you read a silly Tumblr.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Anonymous asked a question. Is a white dude in a zebra, rhino, or similar fursuit the furry equivalent of blackface? What about raccoons? And what about folks like Savrin, who are African species brought over to the U.S. and naturalized over a lengthy period of time? Am I just begging for Tumblr to light the podcast up like a Christmas tree? Yes.
Yes.
We've answered your question.
I don't know of any, like, rhinos. I'm sure they exist.
Speaking of rhinos, sorry, this is another whole side of it. One of the movie previews that we saw when we went to see fucking Zootopia, oh my god, it's so great, was the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Now, the turtles still look butt fucking ugly, but they showed Bebop and Rocksteady, and they look amazing.
Yes.
Like, they're very cool.
Yeah, and they've showed up in the recent animated series, but they don't look that good. They're very lanky and weird, like Bebop is. And Rocksteady, you know, the fucking rhino, he's big and bulky, but
yeah,
not like these guys look like they're straight out of the cartoon from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, like full-on fucking anthro.
They got the fucking garbage. They got the turtle truck that shoots fucking discs out of the front, like the toy did.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh, man.
That's so cool.
But yeah, if zebras is a thing, then I have my friend Tesser has some problems because he's been a zebra since
93. Mm-hmm.
Carnivorous zebra, even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's a good thing that people don't have to stick to species local to their birthplace.
Unless you're a newscaster.
Yes. So, let's see. I'm going to go and hit this, I guess, serious one. Podcast email. Hello, Notcast. Okay. What? This one's anonymous.
Okay.
Even though it's an email.
Yeah.
And, so, hello, Notcast. I have two main topics to discuss. Thanks in advance for any wisdom you can provide. I have heard it said the furry community is quite open to a wide sexual gender range. There is much talk about the majority presence of bisexuality, homosexuality, and so on in the fandom. That's great, but what of asexual furries? Some of the community mentioned it briefly, but never went on about it. I think I may be. Is it asexual, asexual? How do you say it? It's not asexual, is it?
Yeah, asexual.
Asexual.
The only thing, the way you were saying it as asexual.
Asexual.
Like,
I'm asexual.
Like, asexual what? A sexual dragon? It, a sexual drawing of Judy blowing Nick?
Great gif. I think I may be. I'm 26 and have never dated or honestly been interested in a girlfriend. Yes, I do have personal problems and a traumatic past, which probably spurred my sexual attraction, but is it somewhat common with furries? I'd love to feel not like an outlier if I could hear other furries talk about this. Basically, I'm sexually active in that I do masturbate and fantasize, but I never did so without furry porn. Regular human porn to me is icky and gross. Sorry to sound like a six-year-old talking about girls and their cuties, but it really is the case with me. It is not a turn-on whatsoever, and I feel like I could only love a furry cartoon character, and since none of those actually exist, I'm asexual, I think. Which leads me to the next topic. So, are there furries that are that way? Yes. It's probably in the same proportion as the main population.
I love how you're playing the pronoun game with the word because you can't pronounce it.
Words are hard, y'all.
Are there furries which can't interface sexually?
They don't have other sexual interfaces? Fuck, we need to go to Amazon and buy a new interface so they can interface and interface with their sexuality.
There's USB toys that will do that.
I'm sure there are, actually.
Probably Bluetooth, now that I think about it.
They do have the teledildonics.
It's not like hooked on phonics. Teledildonics worked for me.
It's
coming so hard.
It's basically fucking over IP where you have like the little the fuck tube and a dildo and they fuck the guy fucks the fleshlight and the dildo thrusts into the woman or the dude or the recipient of the dildo.
See, that sounds a lot more fun because I always thought fucking over IP was having Time Warner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there are asexual furries. I don't actually. Kyle addresses some of this a little bit in Black Angel, so that might be worth checking out. They're not as common as bisexuals and gay sexuals, or even straight sexuals. I think there's a more complicated word for that. Yeah. The pussy pounders.
Breeders.
Nah, I ain't gonna use that word on them. You know.
Anyways.
fucking kids.
Okay, anyways.
And, no, there are asexual furries. I think that since the furry community in general is more open to discussing sex and sexuality, it seems like there's more of everybody and more non-hetero furries because we're kind of more free to like talk about it and stuff like that. But I've seen a few people that say that they're asexual. I'm not asexual myself, and everyone I've seen discuss it seems to get really fucking offended if you ask them about it. Like, I would actually like to have a discussion with someone and be like, because I don't know if jerking off or not makes you asexual. I've seen some people say they have no sexual desire at all. So I don't really know, you know. What do you fantasize about when you jerk off? I mean, yes, it's furry porn, but is it male on male, both, girl on guy, I mean, or guy on girl? That might give you a hint to your sexuality. There's also, like for me, like, I didn't consciously realize what I was jerking it to until later on when I kind of had my self-discovery about my sexuality. But I was like 22, 23. You know, I was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone is like figures out exactly what they want to fuck at like 16 or 13 or
you be know. Like, huh, that's fucking hot. That's two dudes. That's fucking hot.
You know, not everybody has that same experience, you know. You may be a late bloomer, you may be a sexual being, but you just haven't met the right person to be sexual with yet, or you may be asexual. I don't know. I think there's probably like an asexual furs group.
I'm sure
on is. FA or something like that.
They get tea and knit, you know, quilts and stuff.
Mm.
Go see, you know, non-romantic comedies. I'm joking. I know. You're trying to bounce off that.
But the way Judy Hopps would be bouncing on top of my not asexual cock.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, whatever floats your boat, I suppose.
Or doesn't. I mean,
I mean,
whatever keeps your boat in dry dock.
Yeah. Anyways, this year in April, I'll be attending my very first ever furry convention. I'm seeking to find friends in a place where I truly belong.
Oh, man, you're going to get so much pussy.
With my older age, no one knows I'm a furry, and I know my parents would vehemently disapprove. You don't live with your parents, do you? I don't have any friends, been lonely most of my life, but I do have a clearly dearly beloved sister whom I can at least be open up about my furriness and other quirks. What should I expect from furthermore? A smaller convention of around 900 located in Virginia. I don't want to get an awkward situation with a fursuiter or offend anyone, but I don't want to be wallpaper either. I hope to be accepted and feel like I genuinely belong with another human race for a with the human race for a change. It's been so long since I've been in a school or social setting where I was with people my age. I don't want to mess this up.
I'm going to relay the advice that I got from a staff member of Furthermore. Volunteer. It'll help out the con, and it'll also give you something to do and put you in positions that you haven't been before, you know, like sandwiched between a wolf and a fox, you know, where you may have to interact with people that you don't know. And, you know, just do it a little bit starting out, and, you know, you might get to meet more people, get to meet some of the people that are on the staff.
And, you know, if you're an older fur, you might run into older furs like, hey, you know, it's cool to see people our age. Well, come have a beer.
Right.
Join the orgy. But
no. Good. No. And I do want to say that while we joke around a lot about sex and orgies and stuff like that, furry cons in general are not total fuck fests.
No.
You know, you really have to look hard or be in the loop already about an orgy or a sexual party or something like that.
And, you know, since Anon here is asexual, they
right, yeah,
don't have to worry about that.
You're not going to just stumble on people humping in the elevator or anything like that. You know, it's not That gets really kind of overblown. But there's like a variety of panels to go to. There's a couple of writers out there. So I believe they're trying to like beef up their writing track at Furthermore as well.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know, and with the fursuits, the only weirdness thing that you said you didn't want to, I think he said something like he didn't want to be weird or do the wrong thing or something. Just ask first before you go in for a hug. Most fursuiters, I mean, a lot of them don't talk or anything, but everybody knows the universal hug sign where you just kind of put your arms out in the get over here kind of hug, dad hug motion. You know, and if they acquiesce to that, then go for it, you know?
And I'm sure that people will communicate if you screw up, so. By the way, I do have fantasies of a bisexual nature with anthro characters. Perhaps I could be bi, but simply never had the opportunity to express it yet. To me, all that matters is if it's furry. I wouldn't care if what sexual organ goes where. If there's a Crystal, Star Fox, or a Fox McCloud himself took me down for a roll in the hay. Sincerely yours, Anonymous.
See, to me, that sounds like he's bisexual.
Yeah.
And maybe has just...
never gotten laid. Never found the right person.
Never have found the right person or had the opportunity. And like I said, maybe a bit of a late bloomer that not all of us are humping in high school. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no right time, you know, to have a first time. But to me, yeah, it sounds like you're bi. And haven't had an opportunity. And that's something you have to kind of figure out for yourself, you know. Don't worry too much about putting yourself in a really particular box and staying in it.
Yeah.
You know, just be open to your feelings. And, you know, if it feels right, you know, do it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, I guess, the benefits of the internet, that people can kind of define, the boxes, that there were boxes, and now the boxes don't really exist. People kind of define themselves kind of however they want. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, I like dudes. I like chicks. I like both. I like sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, I don't like sex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like fucking.
Yeah. Or being fucked.
Like an avocado. Fucked an angrier, uglier avocado. It wasn't like loving sex. It was hate sex. Like the only way they could get catharsis in a relationship.
You look like Freddy Krueger face fucked a topographical map of Utah.
All right.
Spoiling different movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, all that was quoted from Zootopia.
I tell you, man. It was, you know, they are really mean to warthogs. I just got to say.
We went to the unrated version.
Yeah.
You know, where they had the genital air turned on.
And when. They run into that warthog who got in the car accident, and they were like, man, you look, you know, the whole face fucked an avocado topographical map of Utah. It's just, yo.
Yeah.
Turns out that Nick has a real sharp tongue.
Yeah.
And it's like foxes, they don't have a filter. They say whatever comes to mind.
It just fucking bypasses that part of the brain.
It's like they say foxes are like dogs if dogs were addicted to drugs.
Really?
Yeah. So you shouldn't email us.
Judy's like uncovering a meth ring, and you know Nick is her contact, and he's just saying all these fucked up things. Oops, undo.
I didn't kill anyone. It's up there when I got here.
Okay, so I believe I'm reading Next Generation of Furries, right?
All
right,
that works.
Speaking of which, this year is the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
Oh.
So, in addition to all the Doctor Who guests we might have gushed about before, Fan Expo is now also added William Shatner, Nichelle Nichols, and George Takei.
Nice. Same weekend as Akon, those fuckers.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Akon?
It's on the same weekend as Akon this year. They moved. They're sitting on top of Akon.
Oh.
In terms of...
weird.
Yeah. They're not nice people at Fan Expo.
So, oh, that's right. Akon's at the Anatole.
And they're at the...
And Fan Expo's at the Dallas Convention Center.
Anyways, that is not about... this. Not here. Anyways, go on. Next Generation of Furries.
Hi, Notcasters. So, I was at the laundromat reading out of position because I'm trying to catch up with the series before I read overtime. And a little kid sees the cover. Dev is carrying Lee over his shoulder and says, "Ooh, my favorite movie." And I fucking lost my fucking sides. I have made first contact with the next generation. On a related note, gotta watch Zootopia several more times to catch all the Easter eggs and references. There gotta be some ridiculous ones besides fucking Walter and Jesse from Breaking Bad. That was a good reference. Yep. Oh, from Oberon. That's awesome.
Yeah, the little kid's like, I love that movie, thinking it's like Robin Hood.
No, thinking it's Zootopia.
Oh, that could be the... Oh, that'd be trash, yeah.
Yeah, because that's why he...
My favorite movie! Yeah, the fox is getting carried by the tiger. It's the AU edition where it's like Nick hooks up with one of the tiger dancers from Gazelle's show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just do it. The ads.
You're right. Like,
that's totally Dev.
Totally. If only he'd been number 57. That'd be hilarious.
So close. Actually, I don't think you can see the number.
It doesn't have a number, but that'd be hilarious if like someone could edit it so that it hits the top of 5'7".
By the way, I am now obligated to add this warning. Yes, Kyle Gold has seen that. Every time.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I think we should all text him. Quick, contact him on Telegram. Like, have you seen this?
Apparently.
Question mark.
Every time that promo art was tweeted, like a bajillion people would at him and retweet it at him and be like, "Have you seen this?" And so he's like, "Can I ask the people at Disney to just add a line that says, 'Yes, at Kyle Gold has seen this already'?" Okay, so Vancouver, eh? Yes,
this is a con report from the folks that went, from someone who went to Vancouver. Sure. Okay. Hello, Notcastians. Don't give this one to Shiva. Well, she's not here this week. She is off looking at houses. She and Sero are going to be buying a house. Well, and Sam.
Yep.
Her clan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, another con has come and passed, and I figured a quick con report would be appreciated. Vancouver 2016 was held this year at the Richmond Executive Hotel in British Columbia, Canada. This was the first year for the con at this hotel. It was pretty good, although the hotel's layout was interesting, to say the least. Not terrible, but interesting. I got lost a few times on the first couple days and had to be saved by furries who knew where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
Shockingly, there didn't seem to be any issues with the elevators this year, so hooray!
Wow.
The theme this year was Atlantis, and boy howdy did they go all out. Staffers were given foam spears, carved stone pillars were placed everywhere, and a large stone wall was built for suitors to take pics in front of. There was even a con-wide puzzle to solve involving pictograms, crosswords, and ciphers to decode. I didn't get a chance to really delve into them, but the idea was awesome. What I did get to participate in, however, was the con's serialized radio play, which was played at various cons and events around the area to introduce the theme. I played the retired explorer, Sir Reginald, in episode 2, and the Atlantean chief in the 5th and final episode. I didn't go to nearly enough panels this year between traveling to the con. I live in the area, so me and my boyfriend didn't stay at the hotel, hanging out in the dealer's den and catching up with friends. I didn't have a lot of time to visit panels, but many of the ones I did go to were great. The fursuiting panels were all well-attended and very informative, even if I wasn't a suitor myself. A couple writing panels I went to, though, were not. The information part of the panels weren't so much a problem, but only a handful of other furs showed up to them, and that led to the panels being more of a mosh pit of comments and jokes from the audience than actually instructive. Maybe next year the writing track will get more of a boost. Here's hoping. I'm a little disappointed that none of the furry publishers showed up for the 5th year in a row. I would love to be able to throw some money down on physical books without having the added fortune of shipping thrown on top. And I'm not the only one, but I understand costs and schedules need to be balanced and considered. Gosh, Fuzz, why don't you go to Canada? all the publishers are all American, and yeah, they don't really cross the border.
And I'm talking to a couple people about, hey, you know, if you want to start selling some books up there, we'll have to talk about it. Because like they, on their end, they want to figure out how like customs works and stuff. Because, like, I've had stuff, like, get held by customs before.
Yeah.
Like, when going up to a distributor there.
It's like, so. this Sam Peak, is that an otter? That otter looks a bit too sexy. Bit too sexy, eh? Maybe you could, like, license a distributor to print them in Canada?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
That otter would look better with some maple syrup poured all over her Her flat little chest, eh?
Yeah. Oh, some gnarly scars. Bet she fought a moose. There was also a live stream in the main lobby that connected Vancouver to a convention near Stockholm called Nordic FuzzCon,
yep.
which also had an Atlantis theme. What are the odds? It was fun to see furries across the globe and connect our fandom just a little bit more. Due to convenient timing, Zootopia! Zootopia! Was also released the night the
con fucking started. Take a shot every time we mention Zootopia. You're dead.
Unfortunately, the cost, the con wasn't able to secure a screening for the attendees, but a lot of furs, myself included, went down to the Richmond Theater and watched it, some in suit, some not. There weren't any major incidents, and I think the theater folk actually got some amusement out of the costumers. I'm sure everybody will be talking about the movie for a long time to come. If you've been listening to this episode, we sure have. It was really well animated, the writing was smart, and there was plenty of furry material just to get yourself lost in. I'll be seeing it again and buying the DVD when it comes out. If you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor and go watch. If you don't want to see it due to hype, well, you're just a spoilsport now, aren't you? That's like people not wanting to play video games because they talk about it too much. I don't know anything about that.
Wait, what?
The whole like, oh, it's too hype, I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. For a little while after this year's Nightmare Nights, I was just really fucking busy wrapping up the con. Yeah. And everyone was like, Undertale, constantly.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I got given this game, I played the first 20 minutes, do I really want to fucking do this? God, it's so overhyped. Then I played it and loved it. But it was sort of like, oh, this is too popular, it must be terrible. It's that stupid contrarian part in your brain that wants it's popular, it can't be good. No, the plebeians enjoy it. Anyways.
Zootopia was very good.
Go see it. I want to fuck the bunny.
It's not just me.
One last thing about the con that came as a surprise but touched everyone's hearts. On the third day, several Syrian refugees came to the hotel, many of them with children. Being in a new country would be a culture shock enough, but being brought into the hotel of a con was probably mind-blowing. The heart-touching part, though, was when a bunch of the fursuiters got dressed up and hung out with the children and playing with them. It brought tears of joy to the parents to see their kids having such fun, and it really felt good to be part of a fandom capable of making that joy happen. I don't have any particular links, but if you look at the Vancouver Twitter where they've been retweeting videos of the event as fast as they can find them. It was a great con with great people, and I look forward to attending next year. Thanks for reading the email. Sincerely, Shiru.
Yeah, I was really happy to hear that. And
there's lots of really good footage of that out there.
You know, I know I've said before, I mean, the fursuiters are not my thing, but I actually do find it heartwarming seeing them, like, interacting positively with kids and doing shit for charity and stuff like that. Like, when they're not annoying me, they're actually really cool.
Yeah. And we had so many fursuiters this year at Fiesta. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, the difference...
The parade was, like, 600 and something? Yeah. Wait, no, it hasn't been announced. Yeah.
They had the before and after photo. Like, the photo they take when they're staging everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just... It filled most of the main events last year, and this year it, like, completely filled main events.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a small room.
I've noticed, like, recently... Some cons seem to have a higher percentage of fursuiters than they used to. Like, there was a fairly small con. It was, like, I want to say, like, 600 people. And, like, they had, like, 250 people in their fursuit parade. Uh-huh. So, like, nearly half the fucking con goers were in the fursuit parade.
Well, like, if we had, like, 600 suitors and we had 2,800 people... That's like 20%.
I was misquoting something. I think I was remembering either previous year or another.
We had a fuckload of fursuiters.
Yeah.
For 2,820 attendees.
Mm-hmm.
So like the percentage is going up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should stop and save.
Yes, we should because we are now past an hour. Stop and save. Also, it's like 9:33.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It can be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's KNOT at AdamandEve.com.
So, another thing about Zootopia that somebody pointed out to me is that when the wolves are in, like, they're doing like anthro things, like human things. Their paws are kind of hand-like. They're held kind of like the way you hold your hand and stuff like that. But when they howl, it's like they go into feral mode and their wrists go limp and they kind of hang more like animal paws. And you can see this on that GIF that is.
Oh God, they're gonna start a howl.
Yeah, yeah, that one. You know, where it's like Brown Wolf can no longer contain his love for White Wolf. But you can, if you watch their little paws in that scene.
Just wait till the Blu-ray comes out. We'll dissect the fuck out of that film.
Oh yeah, fucking frame by frame shit. Oh, by the way, did I show you my? I've had this for a couple weeks now, but my wallpaper. Oh, I got
the wolves.
Yeah, doing a selfie.
Wolf selfie.
They're so cute. And there's somebody did a 2D animated thing where the one wolf starts howling and then the other one puts his paw over the wolf's muzzle and he blushes.
Like, aw.
Yeah.
I don't want to howl. No howling
loud. That made me think of, oh God, was it, I don't remember if it was Road Rovers. Was like, oh no, wait, or maybe it was Lion King. It was like, I want a maul. It was like a wild dog.
That was probably not. It wasn't Lion King.
It wasn't one of the hyenas?
I don't think so. I don't know. You know, it's actually been a surprisingly long time since I've seen Lion King.
Yeah.
But I wasn't brought into the fandom by Lion King, so it's not like I have to turn in my furry card because I haven't seen Lion King in like a decade.
Yeah, I was brought in by Tailspin.
God. And it was. Oh. It was slightly, I guess, awkward maybe, and weird, because when Zootopia Toys first came out, I went to the Disney store over at Stonebriar, and I was talking, I'm telling this anecdote on the store, and it's like, talking about, oh yeah, those are the new characters from Lion Guard, blah, blah, oh, you know more about this than I do, it's like, I'm kind
of a faggot.
I'm kind of a massive furry, but, you know, you know, just series okay, but the show's not good total, you know. Okay. Oh, Fuzz showing me a GIF of Super Bouncy Bunny. And, like, she leans her ears back. And, yeah. It's like, is putting bunny ears on a bunny, is that racist?
Probably.
It's like, call him C word. That's R word.
A four-letter C word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Bunnies are real sensitive.
I wanted you to see this
earlier. Yeah, he's a sad-looking
medic. No, he's grumpy looking.
Yeah, he's such a grumpy little thing. I love the one that one gal, she does Last Halloween and a couple of the comics.
Abby Howard.
Abby Howard, the Zootopening or whatever. It's like all her friends walk in as humans. They walk out. They're all the critters.
Yes, yes. Oh, and Tyrilus's friend, Seward Collie, did this. It was captured. I told you not to flirt with that bunny cop. And Tyrilus has a black eye and a handful of parking tickets.
Nice. Yeah, he'll kick the shit out of you, you know. They actually specifically mentioned that. Is, yeah. Does this make you uncomfortable? Or there's also the one where it's like...
okay, here we
registering
go.
Registering it.
Look, watch their paws when they start howling.
Oh, yeah. They kind of dangle.
Yeah.
No, awoo, 250 fine. Do not awoo.
And that scene was even better when I watched it again. Because, like, the first time I watched it, I was watching the two wolves that were howling and Nick and Judy sneaking around. And then the second time, I noticed that all the other wolves in the background, there's like 10 more wolves guarding the building, and they all start howling too. And when I saw that, it just became fucking hilarious.
You're going to start a howl.
Because it's like it's all of them. There's like a dozen wolves there all together, and they're all howling. And like, I think it was Tyrion that was saying, like, if you hire wolves for security and you know that that kind of thing happens occasionally, why don't you have like a couple of other animals, like a couple of the polar bears around or something, just to keep an eye on things when like all the wolves do the metaphorical going out for a smoke break, you know? They're just not paying attention for a few minutes.
A howl break.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're next.
Wow. Jesus Christ, dude. I think we should, like, record a separate, like, special episode just for the Wolfie Man. Because this is, like, probably the single longest email I think we've ever gotten.
Wow. And it's got an attachment.
Wow. It does.
What's the attachment? Oh, it's the 21... I guess it's the 21 cunt salute that, that Pepper sang for, Unfurled.
Okay. Well, we'll address this one a bit later, Wolfie Man, because holy shit, dude, that's really long. I'm gonna flag it.
Okay. You've been flagged, Wolfie Man.
Well,
the drones will be coming for you.
All right, so how about... okay.
How about Sparf's Con Report on MAGFest?
Sure, that sounds fun.
Want me to read that?
Yes.
Okay. MAGFest and KatsuCon, or Animu, the Colossus Roar and You. Do you know what that means?
What the Colossus Roar is.
Okay. Greetings, Notcast. I'll keep this as short as I reasonably can, but I will not apologize for being wordy. Yeah, we're not going to apologize for it. Slam.
We're loud.
Referencing your discussion last week of MAGFest and KatsuCon before it, I was indeed at MAGFest and, as usual, had a blast. I finally got to get my paws on the Doctor Who pinball machine that I've been lusting after since they moved to the Gaylord. Ooh, I got to play one of those ones. It was cool.
Ooh.
Which, for anyone interested, should make its debut in digital form as part of Pinball Arcade app in the near future. They did a... So Pinball Arcade has an app where basically they take apart a classic pinball machine and fucking scan every goddamn detail in ridiculous resolution of these different licensed properties, and then they have to pay a fortune for the licensing, but they basically make a digital version of these original pinball tables. And they recently had a Kickstarter to get the licensing to pay the BBC to do Doctor Who.
I've had a chance to play that machine at the Alameda Pinball Arcade, Pinball Museum.
Oh, the Doctor Who one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Also, like, the Pinball Arcade, they have, like, the Addams Family Machine, mm-hmm. which is the single, like, most popular machine ever made.
Sandler?
No, the Addams Family.
Oh, Addams Family. I thought you said the Addams Sandler machine. What?
No.
okay.
They recently had the Elvira machine, I think.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. But... I didn't get the chance to play the pinball Doctor Who pinball machine when I was there.
Yeah, I got to play it back in '97. They had it at this little one day convention in Florida that had Sylvester McCoy as a guest. So they set up this thing of the pinball challenge: play against the Doctor. You know, and he basically, whoever the champion was throughout the day, he played against them at the end of it, which was kind of cool. And he won. He's like, I have no idea how I did that. But yeah, it's a really cool game. And apparently, I don't know a whole lot about pinball machines, but apparently, like really, I just hit all the flappers into buttons. I button mash until things happen. But apparently there was, like, a lot of electronics that, like, it selected different doctors, and the gameplay of the board changed based on which doctor mm-hmm. was currently selected.
There was lots of moving parts. There's a little spinny TARDIS.
Mm-hmm. There's a Dalek.
The Master.
Yep.
Davros.
Yep. And there's a Dalek on the top of the machine that'll light up and shriek exterminate at you. Okay. During the con, the only trouble I saw was a pair of Trump supporter bros threatening to beat up a friend of a friend. Said friend got it on film and proper authorities were invoked as far as I know. I didn't see any excessive or deliberate damage, and the only real irritation is the goddamn Colossus Roar. For any non-gamers listening or present, the Colossus Roar is a sound made by Colossus in the 90s X-Men arcade game when you use his mutant power. I vaguely remember that.
That's totally it.
Are you trying to give Sparf, like, fucking MAGFest PTSD?
Yes.
Or something if he listens to this? Okay. Let's see. It's a loud rising call at MAGFest. It has become a tradition and a meme, almost like a religious call and response ritual. Christ. One person roars and it sets off a cascade. No, dude, you'll start a howl.
You'll start
They actually have signs at the border between con space and hotel space telling attendees to cut it out so guests can sleep. I can honestly say that if there were any damage or security issues, MAGFest kept them firmly in hand. I heard about none other than the occasional dude who partied a bit too hard and had to be helped to their room. I did not attend KatsuCon, so my knowledge is mostly limited to what happened in the blog post. According to some friends who are staff, however, some of the damage shown wasn't intentional or malicious. The fire, for example, happened in a restaurant and was not attendee-related. The evacuation got a little messed up because of confusion by non-convention staff, and because attendees didn't see fire, they were cold and impatient, and some started barging back in. I think I remember reading about that. The hotel rushed around getting carts and wheelchairs and loading them with blankets as fast as they could to get to the people stuck out in the cold, but as anyone who spends time around conventions knows, managing a large migration of people is a difficult practice at best. The flooding was a burst pipe, apparently. The other photos that came out were things that weren't brought to the attention of either hotel or con staff at the time. All in all, according to my source, it looked far worse than it was. KatsuCon attendees are largely a great crowd, although my source did note that they saw a definite rise in screw you, I do what I want attendees in comparison to previous years. So all in all, MAGFest was a fantastic time with great attendees and loads of fun were had by all. Hope everybody had a great fiesta. Nobody's come down with the kennel cough. All the best. Sparf.
Yeah, I think MAGFest would probably be pretty cool to go to. It's like a gaming convention thing with a heavy emphasis on music and like chiptunes and stuff, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple people that go to it and they always say it's a great time. But it comes up right before Fiesta every year.
That's where all the brony musicians can go once the brony cons stop being a thing.
Furry Fiesta?
No, MAGFest. Yeah. And
I don't think that'll be the case. there were a couple that were like, can we come play at Fiesta? That sounds like fun. Apparently not. Yeah. Colossus Roar. Man. It's a good, you know, they didn't do that in Deadpool. That's kind of a good thing because they didn't actually have that power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the video game, it is like, oh, it was a big AoE thing. All the powers in the game were like a big AoE power.
It was an AoE
area of effect. It hit everybody on the screen for a little bit.
Oh, damage, okay.
And it damaged you, which is really dumb. But
like you damage yourself by
using the power. Yeah.
That's dumb.
It was a mechanic to get you to burn through your health and stuff. So, cool. Yeah. Fiesta was good. Nobody,
Okay.
Let's see. This one said, hoi, Severin.
So this person claims that this person knows you. Do they? Or is this trolling? Or what is this?
No, I think this is just someone being silly. Hoi. What? This one's, hoi, Severin. Hoi. When Notcast get Tim's email, please give to Severin. He knows Tim. Hoi, Severin. Timmy find Notcast in Kulig while pursue higher education in Tim studies. But Tim stay in Kulig too long, and now underground in Tim village is empty. Is okay, though. Tim's still making Tim armor and teaching Kalkulus to whisper flowies. Tim need to ask for advice, though. Where do other Tims go? There was notes saying Tim Hoytens his new item shops. But awawa, Tim language have no way to give directions. If Tim not make it out of underground, how do Tim get more customers? Can Severin invite friend or Severin to come to Tim shop? Hope Finnick can help Tim. Ha ha ha, Finnick, you're so cute. Last, Tim have questions about Notcast topics. What is not? Why you say fuck word so much? When what is AIDS? Is it like hoives? Tim not noticed, but Tim still thinkish funny. Well, need to go back to study rich Tim history. Boy, Severin, Timmy.
Okay, so is this an Undertale thing?
It was an Undertale thing, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, why say fuck word so much? Because we terrible Tims. We all bad Tims. Very bad.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't fuck the goat mom. Or the fish, or just don't fuck anything in an Undertale.
I'm not related to her. I'd fuck the goat, Mom.
I don't know.
She looks kind of cute.
I'm just like, you know, the Undertale was not something I would ever like.
Want to fuck?
going the shippy route, and like there's people like, oh man, I want to fuck that skeleton. I'm like, he's a skeleton. I posted that. It was a screen cap of someone, Stony Pony. It was like, you know, I was like, man, I it's weird when you have to think to yourself, well, at least it's a human skeleton this time, and not like a pony. Like, at least I want to fuck a skeleton, but it's a human skeleton.
I'm working my way up the food chain.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck the horse. I want to fuck the skeleton. It's human skeleton, so it's a step up, right? Oh, man.
God.
Let's see. Buzz, pick a Tumblr question.
Okay.
There's a couple left.
All right. Moonscorch asked a question. What was your first sexual experience, and how has your sexuality evolved since then? Because evolution's a solution if you want to win.
Yes.
Savern, rub my Pokeballs.
Right now? I mean, we're recording a show, dude. Save for later. My first sexual experience, I was a teen, and a friend of mine and I were like, we're kind of gay. Bro jobs, man. No homo.
Just bros being bros.
Yeah. And that was sort of it. I was like 17 at the time, and he was 16. Totally legal in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Except it wasn't, because we were both gay. In the... Oh, God, that was...
If it was before 2003, then sodomy was illegal.
I would have been 20 in 2003, so no, I was totally illegal. Anyways,
that illegal gay sex.
Yep. Blowjobs, man.
Illegal.
Sodomy.
You might think it's very odd of me that I enjoy the act of sodomy.
Oh, no. Anyways, and since then I have expanded to be like, pussy's okay. Not going to seek it out, but, you know, it's fun. Everybody's got a butt.
Yep.
Whatever works.
You know, flip you over and do you in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first sexual experience was with my first boyfriend. Well, apart from just me. I mean, I had girlfriends that, like, we made out and kind of did over clothes touching. But the first time I got further than that, I was 23. I think. And it was like my first male-male experience. And I guess that was my sexuality already evolving, because I had thought I was straight. And then I thought, I figured bi, because I was into dudes. And I went back and forth for a long time thinking, maybe I'm gay, you know, or... No, I still find girls attractive too, and I was just basically figuring out, like, and I couldn't figure out where I land on the spectrum, like how gay am I, because like it's constantly shifting, you know. Sometimes I'm like fucking 90% guys, and sometimes I'm like really more into girls, and then so I figure I'm probably in the middle, and then just vary based on mood.
Sometimes you want to see butt stuff. Sometimes you want to see pussy. Sometimes you, know.
Sometimes you feel like a butt. Sometimes you don't.
Good job. Excellent.
Especially mounds. Anyway. I made the booby visual for those at home. And I guess my sexuality's evolved in that.
Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds don't.
Yes.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, if you want, remember in high school, so make sure that you get, if you get Almond Joy, you're gay.
Right. Yes.
You have to just like chocolate covered coconut, you'll be straight.
Yeah.
Don't like nuts.
Totally.
You like chocolate? You know, and the thing is, I'm like, I'm joking like that. I'm like, I'm sure some dumb fucking kid has said that in the past.
Uh huh.
I'm sure.
God yeah.
damn it. Anyways, go Probably. On,
Buzz. Oh, like, I used to find, like, butt sex completely, like, terrifying, like, nauseating. Like, not not since I've done it in practice, but like, I guess like before, like my first gay sexual experience, just thinking about what I'd be willing to do, what I wouldn't be ready to do. And like the thought of someone putting their dick in me, like really terrified me. And I guess, I don't want to say I had a conservative background, but maybe I had like a sort of a sheltered, you know, because we didn't really have like the internet when I was growing up, you know, so I didn't see all this hot anal sex that like the Christian kids were having to get around the no condom, no abortion thing.
Still virgins if it's up the butt.
That's right. Yeah. And of course, I got over that real quick. Mm-hmm. And then I started kind of discovering my kinks, you know, feeling guilty about kinks and then not feeling guilty about kinks. And, you know, and then I found the furry stuff and it's just gotten more fun from there.
Just gone downhill straight into the maw of Satan.
Oh, my God. So
he's like, I'm not into vor.
I'm going to quote this one part because the rest of the comedian's show is very funny. But there's a comedian that Kyle introduced to me this week called Bo Burnham. Uh-huh. And he's a very flamboyant comedian. So, and he had like an hour-long show. And he was like, I was 8 years old when my mother described to me how gay people have sex. And she said, sometimes a man can love another man, like the way mommy and daddy love each other. And then they get into bed together, and they shit on the Bible!
You know, if that's what floats your boat, I mean,
that was...
maybe do it on a plastic sheet first. Make sure the Bible's on a plastic sheet, and you can throw it all out.
And he was like, what the fuck?
It's like, they shit on the... That doesn't make sense. And of course, you know, when he's like, all right, when he gets his first boyfriend, he's like, all right, you got the Bible? What?
But it's very amusing the way he does it. And he does some songs and he does things with confetti. And I mean, it's
gay.
It's very gay. It's very amusing. He simulates masturbating on stage. That's fun.
Yeah, you know, as you do.
As you do.
You know, and it's just one of those things where it's like, I think I described it a little bit ago. It's like, how do you describe your sexuality? Yes. That sounds fun.
If you got a hole, yo, I'll fill it.
Well, hell, even like as of late, hey, topping's all right. Mm-hmm. I'm a fox that can top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How can this be? I'm breaking the rules. Am I not a fox anymore? I don't know.
You need your reset button punched hard.
Yeah, I haven't had that available for a while, man. I just had to go in for service, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll fire up the horse cock.
Oh, man, there's no cock like horse cock.
Yep, send your asshole into shock.
My friend Silver was like, man, I didn't get to hear him sing any of those songs this weekend at Fiesta.
Like, he doesn't sing those songs.
Like, I don't think he's going to sing those at the con, dude. Aw. Yeah, because someone pulled that off of Bad Dragon's site and was singing around like, oh my god, this is furry music, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking furry music. That's fucking right, dudes. And I showed it to my brony friends and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Because
like, yeah, horse cocks.
Totally support Pepper. Go to his peppercoyote.bandcamp.com and buy his Bad Dragon album.
Yes.
And he might be out of the physical copies now, I'm not sure. But you can still buy the download. And yeah, they're pretty good.
Those dudes at Bad Dragon have a fucking like marketing team and a half.
Yeah, they're really good at the website stuff.
Yeah, well, like they had this was the weird juxtaposition I saw at the con. There was a dude with a Trump hat, and also he had the current Zootopia, totally not Zootopia, shirt with the try everything, and it's a fox running away from a bunny bouncing after him.
Oh.
And then, of course, they have the toys, right? They had a tight little bunny fuckhole and the fox cock and a water buffalo. You can get fucked by BOGO.
Oh, man. Can we call this episode Tight Little Bunny Fuckhole?
No.
Damn it.
Because that would get censored on iTunes.
I suppose so. Yeah. We could put stars in it. Yeah. And, you know, for the description, just if you like Zootopia, listen to this show.
Oh, God. And the thing is, it's like the little fleshlight thing they have is like still the regular price of their other ones. Just it's tighter and smaller because bunnies, I guess.
Fuck. Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to. You know, if you want to come inside Rainbow Dash or come inside Judy Hopps, they've got you covered.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you could probably order it in blue if you want to come into the hybrid.
Oh, God.
The Judy Dash hybrid.
My little Zootopia. I'm sure the crossover art exists. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it exists. Frowny face. Oh, man, we're like an hour and a half in. Do we want to, like, save a couple of these emails? Let's see one more.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of dead tired because I didn't get enough sleep last night. What is that? How to deep throat a fox?
No, how to deal with a breakup. Wow. Oh. I'm like, browsing the email. I'm like... wait.
Okay, so now you either have to read it and we talk about it, or you cut this part out because you'll look like a dick otherwise.
Okay, so we're gonna read this one.
Okay.
How to deal with a breakup? Hi, podcast, longtime listener, first time writer. I wanted to ask your opinion on how to deal with a breakup. I've been with my partner for nearly 10 years, and last year in May we got married. I now know from talking with my wife that she doesn't feel love for me anymore. Apparently, she's been feeling like this for a while now. Though, in truth, I only really noticed something was wrong about weeks previous from finding out this painful truth. At first, she said she needed some space, something I do understand as our living conditions haven't really been ideal for the past few years. I figured giving her some space as she requested would help through more talking. She admitted her truth. Okay, hang on. I figured giving her some space as she requested would help get through She admitted her feelings to me. To spice up this relationship, I was even more. She admitted having feelings for someone else. I don't really know the details of their relationship, and I don't feel it to be my business. I'm also fairly confident she hasn't been cheating on me. In truth, I still love her. I don't hate her, and I guess I don't really feel mad. I just want her to be happy. I can't really tell if I'm being silly or not on that. I guess what I want to ask you guys is, how do I let go? She was everything to me, and I admit that prospect of going back to being alone terrifies me. Outside of her, I don't have anyone I would consider a friend. I'm quite introverted and have always suffered with social anxiety. I feel very much alone right now. Thanks for your time, taking the time to read this. Your 27-year-old wolf listener from Nottingham, UK, Grizzly. So that's fucking rough. 10 years in a relationship. You got married last year. And then she's like, well, I have feelings for someone else.
No. Definitely needs to be more talking there between the two of you. I mean, I guess she said that she didn't have feelings for him anymore.
Yeah, and like she doesn't feel love for him anymore. And it's like, yo. Because like they're married. He's, I mean, not to be like, yo, it was a conspiracy, but that's really shitty. Like, yeah, I finally get around to being married after being 10 years together, and then, lol, don't like you anymore.
I wouldn't say it's a conspiracy. It's actually a common mistake that people make is...
They're like, I gotta save this shit. Hey, let's get married.
Right, yeah. Like, they think that getting married and having that commitment and it being a thing is gonna, like, solve the relationship problems or make them... stronger as a couple or something like that, and really it doesn't work like that, and you totally shouldn't get married if you're having issues like that. But I mean, that's kind of neither here nor there now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
geez. I would definitely try to. I mean, hopefully she's not just going to like leave you in the lurch. I mean, maybe you know, she could introduce to some friends or, you know, try to get out there a little more. One thing I would say, relationships in general, you should not make the person that you're dating or married to like the only person you have interaction with. Yeah. You know, you shouldn't cut yourself off like that, because shit's gonna happen. I mean, even if you're with that person and you never break up, one of you is gonna die, and then where's the other one? You know, you realize, like, in an ideal situation, you never break up, you live to like 80 and drop dead. That's like the definition of success in our world, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're still going to be alone, you know? You're going to be apart. You don't want to be completely fucking miserable. But,
I mean, he does say that he's very introverted and has social anxiety, but...
I'm sorry, I just... I was looking at Twitter, I'm sorry.
Yeah, retweet that, Fuzz. Anyways...
Will do.
I mean... Yeah, not having anybody but your SO and then SO splits, that's not cool. I mean, I don't think it was unintentional, and you say you're an introvert. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not having a good social net is not a good thing, dude. So, I mean, you really need to go make some friends. I think you and your wife, well, that still is the case, need to avail yourselves of perhaps some...
Relationship counseling,
and, you know, if you're married, and maybe, you know, it's like, don't know if the UK has no-fault divorce? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know what their, what the differences are in legality then.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, in the U.S. in some places, you can just be like, yeah, shit didn't work out, and nobody's on the hook for anything else. But then there's other cases where it's like, lol, you're now on the hook for... X amount of your paycheck for the rest of your fucking life. So, man, that really sucks, dude. I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should probably avail yourself some relationship counseling. Try to make some friends outside of your wife. And yeah, it sucks to be the partner that is left behind in a relationship. But I think the best thing you can do is, like, try to wrap up the loose ends here. Because, I mean, even if you still love her, she seems kind of done with you. And that sucks.
Yeah.
But you just need to wrap up the loose ends and do what you can, I guess, to mosey on afterwards.
Yeah, and try to wind down the relationship in as orderly a fashion as possible.
Yeah, because, I mean... Like, it doesn't seem like you're having, you know, knockdown, drag out, yelling fights. You know, you're being adults about this. But it's, you know, you're basically facing the end of a relationship and need to try to land it as opposed to slamming it into a mountainside.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. What else? Anything, Fuzz?
Not really. I mean, I would actually, like, even suggest, like, relationship counseling or something like that. You know, I don't know how done and dusted the situation is already, you know?
Yeah.
But it sounds pretty dire from the... Can you put that shit on mute?
Sorry.
It's, like, constantly like, buzzing.
Like, all the times start getting text messages, right?
Yeah.
Like, my phone's been dead quiet this entire fucking time, and all of a sudden it's like, text message storm! At, what, 10:30 at night?
Yeah.
It's 10:15. 90-minute episode so far. Oh, I'm full of words.
Yeah. I'm pretty tired now.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Wolfie Man, we will get to your email, we promise. There is two more Tumblr quests we didn't get to, but it's...
We'll make Shiva read your email as punishment for missing this week.
It's like that will just be all of next episode. It'll be just her reading this email. So on that note, we're going to wrap this up. As always, you can contact us at notcast@foxduffers.com. You can find us on Tumblr and send us anonymous questions that way via notcast.tumblr.com. We have a Patreon, which kind of shrunk a little bit. It's kind of sad. But, you know, patreon.com/notcast. You know, every little bit helps. It's great. And you can find us on FA, Notcast. You can find us on Twitter, at Notcast.
Yep.
Pretty much Notcast everywhere. I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Severn Drake.
And I'm on Twitter at Fuzzwolf.
Yep, and you can see my high quality Zootopia and other and my YouTube bullshit. I'm just branching out into everything on my YouTube channel right now. It's like I've got a fucking Minecraft thing going on, or like I'm doing a castle challenge. I'm building a fucking castle from scratch. And you know, it basically the gist of it is like, all right, you started your spawn point. Your spawn point is God. You must protect your spawn point, and everything must grow from the spawn point. So, mm-hmm. My spawn point was on the side of a hill in a bamboo forest. So it's been a bit of a challenge,
mm-hmm.
but I'm making good progress. And I also have a complete Let's Play of Secrets of Grandia coming up in the next couple weeks. It's a silly little tongue-in-cheek action RPG thing where I play a beemancer. I shoot bees from my hands and they kill my enemies.
Oh, bees.
Bees. Bees. Yes.
Oh, okay.
My character's name is Beethoven. He was born under the sign of the bee. If you look at the character sheet, I'm like, well, shit, I have one choice than this character. He will shoot bees from his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do silly voices for all the characters. It'll be fun. So hit me up on YouTube, guys. Like and subscribe! I'm almost to 2,600 subs. That's cool.
Yeah, your subs have really grown lately.
Yeah. I'm still getting like 25, 30 a day. It's cool. Even if the comic dub thing has died down majorly. It's kind of a shame. But, you know, I still have people watching my shit. It's cool. What else? Fiesta's over with. Next up is Furry Siesta. So we have a mini con mid-year. We've mm-hmm. announced that if you follow the Furry Fiesta account. We tweeted about that. And it was pretty funny because it got mentioned, like Silver posted it into one of my pony chats and was like, people are like, that sounds fun. I'm like, yeah, you guys should come down. It's just a chill little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called Siesta? Because it's an overnight thing. It's literally an overnight sleepover party thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's related to Fiesta.
Yes. We're big enough to now have a second mini event.
Yep.
We're moving on up. We're a big boy now.
Yep, and I will be selling books at Furry Siesta.
Sweet. And I'll probably be able to attend Furry Siesta this year. So, that's cool.
Yep.
So, I guess we're going to wrap this up because it is now 10:18. We are tired. Well, Fuzz more tired than I am. I kind of slept till noonday.
Bastard.
Yeah, I had my reasons. Anyways, on that note, good night.
And horse pussy.
Yeah. Horse pussy. Fuck the bunny.
Fuck the bunny.
Fuck the bunny.
Fuck the bunny.